So welcome, everyone. And this is Helen Farrar, and I'm a meditation teacher from Rockbridge County, Virginia, in the Southern Shenandoah Valley, and a member of Coming to the Table. And I'm really thinking a lot about this kind of sore and aching old world, and that we really need to remember on purpose to restore ourselves and to bring care to our own minds and bodies and spirits. Otherwise, we kind of end up in response to what we see all around us in the world of suffering. We contract or contract inwardly and shut down and maybe get sick or overwhelmed with anger and sadness and so forth. And our hearts may still ache, but they don't have to harden. Our hearts may still ache, but they don't also have to harden. And I was listening to an interview with Ruth King, who some of you may know is a Black teacher of mindfulness based in Charlotte, North Carolina. And she speaks of us needing to have sort of a background music of the intention to be kind-hearted and forgiving of ourselves. And she says, quote, "Our rage is rooted in how we survive, but not in how we heal." And she talks about increasing our ability to more quickly notice when we are what she calls armoring up. And that's when we tense up and sort of get ready for battle. And of trying to remember that background music of intentional kind-heartedness, even if we're contemplating our feelings and responses after the fact. You know, and an example of that might be, you know, this has come up for me recently. You're working on something on the computer and it does one of its computer style misbehaviors. I know you know this experience. And, you know, we might feel like slamming our fist or saying some choice words or contemplating smashing the computer. If we can notice that tension of armoring up in our bodies and remember to touch into that background music of kind-hearted intention, we might decide instead to take a long deep breath and get a cup of tea and take a break and look out the window for a few minutes. Just calm self-care, not to mention saving some hundreds of dollars on a new computer. And Ruth King says that this is often not particularly easy and can be very messy, but the result is that we are more able to notice our own armoring and the armoring of others, and then our natural compassion can arise for ourselves and for others. And so in that way, our self-compassion contributes to more goodness in the world. And this seems very much to fit in with Coming to the Table. So I thought I would offer you a self-compassion practice called the Compassionate Friend Meditation, which is adapted from Paul Gilbert. And you can try it and see if it's something that might be a tool in your toolbox, so to speak. You might have done this before, but I found it a helpful one to exercise that self-compassion and develop that background music. So sit in a comfortable position, reasonably upright but relaxed. And I think for this one, you can lie down, but probably not. If you do lie down, I try to stay awake. And just gently close your eyes if you like. And take a few long, deep breaths to settle into the body. And as you breathe out, just check through your body and see if you know any areas, notice any areas of tension and kind of see if they can relax, not forcing any relaxation, just inviting it. And just notice the body breathing as it naturally does. If you want to, you can put one hand or both your hands over your heart just to remind yourself of your own loving attention. Just feeling your own heartbeat, the life inside you. Now, bring to mind a place that for you is safe and comfortable. It can be inside or outside. Might be a cozy room with special comfortable furnishings or items that bring you comfort, safety, or a beautiful place that you love outside. Or it can even be, you know, an imaginary place where you feel peaceful and safe. And really allow yourself to hear and see and feel and smell this place, whatever's there, this comfortable place. And soon you're going to receive a visitor. And your visitor is going to be someone or a presence, some presence that who embodies the qualities of wisdom and strength and unconditional love for you. And this visitor might be a person in your life. It might be a spiritual figure, like the Christ or the Buddha. And it might be a beloved ancestor. Or it could even be an animal. Or it might just be a presence, like a glowing light, not in a form. It doesn't have to be a perfect being, but a being who loves you and wants you to be happy in this life and in this world. And you can either go out to meet the visitor, or you can bring him or her into your safe space, whatever's most comfortable. But just allow yourself to imagine as closely as possible how it feels to be in the presence of this being who loves you unconditionally. And you can position yourself at whatever distance feels right for you. You might want some distance, or you might want to be close to the person. You could even have your head on their shoulder if you'd like. There's nothing that you need to do except just enjoy this good company and presence right in the moment. Maybe just letting your body feel how that is for a moment. Now, allow yourself to bring to mind some difficulty that you may be having in your life right now. It doesn't have to be the worst difficulty if you don't want. It's just something that is troubling in your life. your compassionate friend or presence is very wise and has come to tell you something, some wisdom that you need to hear right now in your life. Just listen carefully to what that might be. There may be no words, and that's okay. Just rest in being with his or her wise and comforting presence, the blessing in that. Just listening for anything you should hear, being open, as open and receptive as you can be. And just take a few moments to listen. There may be something you're wanting to say to this compassionate presence who's listening deeply and completely understands you. And if there is something, you can say it now. Your friend is going to be leaving in a few moments. And he or she would like to give you something before they leave, a material object. So hold your hands together to receive this object. Or to see what appears. Look over it carefully. This compassionate friend has given you this object, and it has special meaning for you. What is the meaning? What is it? And as you consider what that meaning is, just notice how your heart is, your body. In response to this gift, how it feels in your hands. And your friend is going to be leaving in a few moments. And you might thank them in whatever way you wish and bid them farewell. So now you're alone in your special safe place. And you might allow yourself just to savor what just happened, resting with the words and the object that were given to you, the gift of both. And you might take a moment to remember that your compassionate friend is a part of you who you can invite in anytime you want with words of wisdom and the presence of compassion whenever you need it most. And as we come to the end of the meditation, you can just take a couple of deeper breaths. Maybe move your hands and feet a little. Feel your body. Open your eyes when you're ready. Maybe look around a little at the space you're in right now. Just take a moment before we rejoin our circle here.